She hastened over to Monica and fumbled for a pulse. Not a hint. The spattered blood on the white wall behind Monica's head was not bright red. It was a dull, dark stain. After rocking back to stand up on quivering legs, she reached her hand out and leaned her weight against the wall, then raised herself up. Her feet tripped over the towel, but she dragged herself to the stairs with her heart pounding in her ears. She hauled herself up by the railing and stumbled into the kitchen, where Donnie stood at the stove, stirring the steaming, fragrant beef. She drew in a ragged breath. "Donnie, call 911. Monica's down in the basement, and she's dead."
"What? Who's Monica?"
He swiveled around and gawked at her, his hand waving the wooden spoon.
"Are you joking?"
"Of course not. Monica's the housekeeper. I thought she'd left a long time ago. I didn't know she was down here." She put her hands out and grabbed the counter to steady herself. He turned off the stove, snatched his cell phone from his pocket, and rushed to the stairs. Jane followed behind, her hands clutching the back of his Captain America shirt. He called 911 while leaning over the body. Jane fell to her knees beside the laundry basket of cleaning rags that had dried stiffly in a pile.
"Hello, hello, we need an ambulance right away. We found the housekeeper in the basement, and she looks dead."
He pressed his fingers to Monica's neck.
"No, she's not breathing, and there's blood everywhere."
Perhaps Monica had fallen and hit her head. Jane gazed around for signs of water or something slippery on the floor, but saw nothing. Nothing but the dried blood. Donnie gave the dispatcher the address.
"Should we wait here with her or meet the ambulance at the door?"
"All right."
"My name is Donald Rundell."
"No, I'm not alone. Jane Marsh is here with me."
He paused, then said,
"The housekeeper's name is Monica."
Jane's eyes returned to Monica's face. She wanted to put the false eyelash back in place, but restrained herself.
"Monica Hatch,"
she whispered.
"Her last name is Hatch. I don't know anything more about her."
"Okay, then."
Donnie tapped his cell phone to disconnect and turned to Jane.
"We need to wait upstairs."
They climbed the basement stairs and sat on the steps leading to the second floor, facing the front door. She slipped her hand into Donnie's.
"Poor Monica. Did she have a seizure or something? Or a heart attack? Maybe she was on some medication that made her dizzy and she fell and hit her head."
"It wasn't a fall. Someone bashed her head in,"